Howdy, my name is Wen Zhuo. I'm doing my master's degree at Texas A&M. My project is high-throughput phenotyping that improves efficiency of a cotton plant breeding system. My poster number is 79. We know unmanned aerial vehicles are becoming very important tools for us, which facilitate high-throughput phenotyping, but precision farming created a critical need for plant density in order to capture three-dimensional view of the plots. Sensors mounted on the UAV should have the access to the nearby soil level, but when cotton planted in solid rows, it may obscure this image. So we have a question. How does skip row affect decision making? Our project was initiated in 2017 that compared skip row versus solid row in terms of predicting yield and fiber qualities. The first objective is to evaluate the ability of UAV to predict plant height and yield. The second one, we want to determine if there are genotype and row spacing interactions and how does that affect breeders' decision making. The experiment was established at Weslaco, Corpus Christi, and College Station in 2017 and 2018. Each trial consists of five different varieties. They were planted in skip row and solid row, each replicated four times. We used two different UAVs for multispectral data collection and RGB data collection. In College Station and Corpus, we fly the UAV bi-weekly basis and measure the ground truth data, plant height, and the bull count. The raw images were processed using Agisoft PhotoScan structure from motion to generate geospatial data. After analyzing the data, here are what we found. Let's look at the two graphs on the top. This shows a correlation between UAV data and manual ground measurement for plant height. The left one is for the solid rows, the right one is for the skip rows. We can see the R-square for the skip row is much higher than the solid rows. Then look at the two graphs below them. The left one shows the correlation between UAV bow error data and the yield per row, and the right one shows a correlation between UAV bow count data and yield per row. Those blue dots represent skip row data, and the red dots represent solid row data. From these four graphs, we can see the data from skip row is more accurate than skip rows. The data from skip rows is more accurate than solid rows. Also, we ran correlation analysis between all the UAV data and yield. This graph shows the correlation comparison between all the UAV data and yield throughout the whole growing season. The y-axis is R-square. We can see the canopy volume, the red line, and the canopy cover from multispectral sensor, the purple line. They are more predictive of yield during the mid-growing season than other traits. This histogram shows the correlation comparison just before harvest. On July 13th, we can see the canopy volume, UAV bow count, and UAV bow area. This shows better correlation with yield just one day before harvest. Also, we run stepwise to find the best yield predictors combination. From the outcome, we can see the best combinations are canopy cover at first bloom and canopy cover at five nodes above white flowers and nodes above and NDVI just before defoliation and UAV bow area just before harvest. If we can have this combination, we can maximize yield prediction accuracy. The R square is 0.55. Which means we can accurately predict yield if we only fly UAV once during each time period. In addition, we want to investigate if the UAV prediction benefits outweighs any possible obfuscation of data caused by skip row versus solid row. From this ANOVA table, we can see under the normal conditions, the interactions are minimal. The skip rows results are not significantly than the solid row result. So from all the results we mentioned before, we can conclude to take full advantage of the UAV data, we should plant early generation lines in skip rows. This can be done without compromising the efficiency and accuracy. At last, I want to thank Dr. Haig, Dr. Smith, Dr. Thompson, Cutting Improvement Lab, and other people who helped me. Thanks, and Gigam.